Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this last day of November 2023, November 30th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. We are now well above freezing, 35 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. All right, telephone lines are open, as always, 740-751-4038. Now, I was talking before the break about how during the holiday time, the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think people get a little cranky. And I'm not really sure why this is. I don't know if it's the holidays. I don't know if it's the weather. I really don't know what it is that happens to people. But, and I'm not saying everybody's cranky. A lot of people I know are in very good moods. It just seems, maybe it's all miscommunication is what's going on. Because I think, I really, truly don't believe that people are trying to be cranky. I don't think that they are aware that they're even being cranky. I think sometimes you, and unfortunately, when you point it out to them, they really don't like that. Because now you're telling them they're cranky. They don't think they're cranky. So they get all bent out of shape. But, sometimes you just have to take things as they come. Things are not really as bad as they seem. It's okay. Life goes on. No reason to be cranky throughout your life. Has anybody else noticed this, that people get a little cranky around this time of year? I think people are stressed, is what I think really is what it's all about. And I think they need to alleviate their stress somehow. I don't know how people do that, but some people, they need to, you know, I think sometimes people need to talk to somebody. I don't know who that is, maybe some kind of a doctor, but I think that it would help alleviate the stress. Telephone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. You know, we always talk about the goodness of the holidays, but listen, there are a lot of people depressed during the holidays, and there are a lot of people stressed during the holidays. Oh, that rhymes, depressed and stressed. And I think sometimes people just need to sit down and really think about what is bothering them. And because I don't believe that little problems really bother people as much as they would let on. I think everything stems from a bigger issue. That's just my opinion. That's my armchair psychology this morning. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Remember, if you'd like to send a Christmas card, the new address, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Label it to WGH Talk. Make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will send you a card back. And we'll also read your card on the air and hang it on the wall in the new studio. If you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Thursday, December the 14th. Now, at this point, it looks like we have some prospective new entrants. Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy on Mount Vernon Avenue, the pharmacist, I believe she was nominated and put into it last night. Ayers Ratliff, city councilman, we now know that he's in it as of this morning. And possibly Nick and Lois Fisher, we'll see what happens there. So more entrants into the fruitcake toss, and I believe we now have over 11 women in the fruitcake toss, which is more women than we have ever had before. Okay, so that's where we are there. What else was on the topic this morning? Okay, well, I was with the kids last night, Carrington and Matt. We did a taping at the studio. Always fun to be with them. Always a good time. You know, I'll tell you, that relationship with them, it's fun, and I've said it's fun, and we do have a good time. But you know what? Yesterday was kind of interesting, because yesterday was Marianne Michaels Day in Marion. And, oh, you know what? I do have a proclamation, but I do not have it in front of me. I was going to read the proclamation that the mayor, and I thank Scott Schertzer for doing that, did for Mary Ann Michaels Day, and I don't have the proclamation in front of me. So I will probably read it on the air tomorrow, because if I got up now, there would just be silence on the air for a few minutes, because I think I left it in the other room. But I want to read this this proclamation on the air at some point because, well, here's, yesterday was kind of interesting. Let me put it this way. We put, because Mary Ann has retired from broadcasting. She retired back in 2017. And, you know, she's just not doing any public appearances. She has retired. And like a lot of people, when they go into retirement, they are not going to come back and talk on the microphone. And I have to respect Mary Ann's feelings on that. She's still a very nice woman. But she's not going to be making any appearances to receive the proclamation for Mary Ann Michaels Day. And so we put together a video. I put together a video remembering Mary Ann Michaels, which is, it's about a 5-minute video, and it's available on YouTube. If you went on YouTube and searched Mary Ann Michaels Day, it would come up. And it's some great clips of her back working for Channel 4 and Channel 6, and some things she did with us here in Marion. And the reason I'm making this point, this was all going on yesterday on Mary Ann Michaels Day. And one of the things that is in the proclamation is that Mary Ann was one of the founding members of the Exchange Club, which I'm very proud of. Back in 2009, we started the Exchange Club, the Exchange, which still goes on this station to this day. How many years later now is that? 14 years that show's been on the air now? 14 years? My goodness. And Mary Ann and Charlie Evers were founding members of that group with me. I don't think Charlie was on the first show, though. If I go back, I believe the first Exchange Club, if I go back in my mind, I think the first group was actually Mary Ann Michaels, Trella Romine, and George Kasotis. And I believe we did it in the lobby of the Harding Hotel. But I believe Charlie joined us not too long after that. And certainly the people who were on it most often in the beginning were Charlie and Mary Ann. And then we'd usually have a couple guest panelists. And everybody has been on that show over the years. Jack Kellogg has been on. Madge Cooper was on. We had people from Columbus, Dave Kaler, Fritz the Night Owl, Martha Dowse, Chuck White, Ted Williams, all kinds of people on that show. In any event. So I was thinking about this yesterday, and I thought, you know, I had such fun with Charlie and Mary Ann when they were on. They were always fun to work with. I always enjoyed them, and just two better people you could not find. I never had a bad word with either one of them. I never had an argument. I never had a disagreement. They were just right there. And then I was thinking last night when I was working with Matt and Carrington, I thought, isn't it interesting that here all these years later, I have another man and a woman, just like back in those days, Charlie and Mary Ann, a man and a woman, kind of similar ages. I believe Charlie and Mary Ann were similar in age. And so are Matt and Carrington. They're similar in age. And I thought, you know, I wonder what Charlie and Mary Ann would think of this new group. Because they both like young people. And I think they would like this group. I think they really would. I think that they would like the fact that they're outspoken and they argue with each other on the air. And how lucky can you be to start out with a great group like Mary Ann and Charlie, and then when one retires and one leaves us, end up with two kids who are very good at what they do. So, you know, that's kind of a nice thing. And I was thinking about that yesterday as it was Mary Ann Michaels Day in Marion. So, you know, I think most of my career is actually just luck, to be honest with you. I think I've been surrounded by really, really, really good people. And that that's luck on my behalf. That's probably why I'm not cranky. You know, somebody said to me the other day, and I'm not kidding. It's weird I'm on this cranky subject this morning. Because somebody said to me the other day, they said, you know, you're always happy. you're always smiling. You're never yelling at anybody. And, you know, I think that's true. I don't really have a lot of pent-up anger toward anybody. I really don't. I know. I think some people think I do, but I really don't. I'm not angry with anybody. I now, there are certain things people have done that I think they could have handled better. Now, I'm not going to lie and say that that's not the truth, but being angry with them, I don't think I'm angry with anybody. I don't think there's anybody whose phone call that I would refuse. I don't think if somebody said, I need your help, come help me, I don't think there's anybody I would say no to. Sometimes you just don't agree with people's decisions. That's really what it boils down to. And I don't think that that's means you dislike them. I think it just means that you disagree with how they handled something. And some people take that as anger, but it's not. It's more just, I don't like what you did. So, there you go. 740-751-4038. Point being, Marianne Michaels and Charlie Evers and Carrington and Matt are four of the most enjoyable people that I've ever worked for. And lucky me, I guess, in this situation. Go ahead, caller.
So maybe you're talking about me, Scott. I'm a cranky old guy.
Well, we all got a little bit of the crank in us, don't we?
But I was wondering about, Scott, are you talking about maybe your workplace in the Kroger line? That's a pretty cranky place. Seems like on the busiest days, they only have two people working. And, you know, did I mention to you having the deli shut down one time I talked to you not too long ago? At Kroger's, and I asked the manager what's going on. He said he didn't know the deli was down. I said, you're a manager here to stay, and you don't know? But then the other day, I was just in there, and the meat counter was shut down. And so I inquired about that and stuff. It's your business, and then I want to get to it real quick and get to another little subject, if you don't mind.
No, I'll tell you, the interesting thing, and I probably shouldn't say this on air, but it's the truth, and I believe people don't realize how cranky they are, but in the retail business, and not just at Kroger, because I worked at Sears for a long time, I worked at Payless, and I'll tell you what, the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that is the crankiest time of year for customers.
Just, you know what? Ooh. Now that they're cranky, the prices are so high, and they're disgusted, and this and that. I don't know. I talk to other people and stuff like that about prices, and I think that's really the big upset on the average American today. The prices are out of this world, and the service you get is out of this world. That's correct. It's way up in space somewhere because it's not proper for where they're living. But anyhow, I'll get to something else. I'll ask you when I said about Lois Fisher, a millionaire, and my son shaking hands with him. Well, that might seem like, well, big deal. Yeah, there's a lot of people, millionaires and stuff that people know. But that wasn't the point I was using that, because when our son and his wife got married, they got married on their back porch, and you know who was there was a millionaire?
Who's that?
Merle Hamilton.
Oh, Merle Hamilton.
24 years ago, they got married, and I sat on the back porch of their house not too far from ours, and I sat down beside Merle, and I was just talking to him, and he said, you know, Ted, he said, he knew me from other occasions that I talked to him, and he said, this is the best wedding I've ever been to. And I said, Merle, you've been to a lot of places in the world, traveling all over and everything . And this is the best one. He said, yeah. He said, you notice how the bride and groom, they got married in bib overhauls. I said, yeah. I said, I understand that. And he said, here I am sitting on the back porch step, and I didn't have to put a tuxedo on or not. So I thought, there's the greatness of just hearing Marion, you know. Millionaires, there's been a lot of millionaires in Marion, but people really don't know it, but that didn't make Marion, that made the hard work getting there. But I'll tell you another thing about the crust I mentioned about pie crust. I'm not using that as a slur against the pizza guy, but when I was traveling back and forth down to our home away from home in Meigs County, I stopped at this little restaurant. They always have good pie. Just a little thing. I mean, it holds about six people, and that's it. And when I was sitting there waiting for the guy to get the pie, a little woman, a little frail woman, beautiful, beautiful little old woman. I mean, she was in her 80s. My God, now here I am in my 80s. But here, she got up, and she come in the door, and she had a real beautiful yellow dress on, and she had white gloves on, and she sat down beside me, and she said, good morning. And I said, good morning. And she took one finger at a time, pulled those gloves off, and laid them on the counter, and the guy didn't have to say nothing. She didn't say nothing. The guy come right over with a little cup of coffee, and it was a little cup. It wasn't a big mug or nothing. It was a little petite cup, and she ate that pie, and I watched her eat that pie, and we said a few words back and forth together, and I told her where I was going. Oh, yes, yes, I know all about that. And this was in Lancaster, Ohio, and she got through with her pie, and as she was eating her pie, I noticed she took her fork and was very discreet about getting and scraping along the crust of the pie, and she ate that whole pie, and there was nothing but the crust. And I thought, what an elegant woman that was. So Carol was out in the car, and I come back out, and I told her that story. But wasn't that a beautiful story about a little woman and how she ate her pie? And she was just as elegant as can be, and I'll never forget that. Isn't that funny how when you get older, that you remember stuff that you thought they was old, and now here you are.
That's right. And time passes by very quickly.
So, anyhow, well, you have a good one, Scott, and I'll see you later. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, I will tell you, but honestly, I will say this about people, working with people in the retail industry. You know, you can tell they're cranky during the holiday season, but honestly, I don't think it really bothers you because you understand people are stressed. You understand, you don't know what's going on in somebody's life, so who knows why they're cranky. And I don't think people ever really take that all that personally, that people seem to be more upset during the holidays. I have known people who hated the holidays because they feel it's a much more stressful time. Love the summer, hate the holidays. But, everybody's got a prerogative. Everything can't be peaceful all the time. But when I'm speaking about somebody being cranky, I'm usually talking about a one-on-one conversation that I'm having with somebody. And it's just seemed like the last 2 days, somebody I've been around has been a little cranky. But I'm sure that'll pass. You know, all things do. I don't think people can really stay cranky for a long period of time. I think it's always temporary. I just think that people get stressed, and I never think that the problem is really, I don't know. Well, maybe some people stay cranky for longer than a few days. Who knows? But you think it will pass because you hope people will be the bigger person, and they'll say, you know what, maybe I am being a little cranky. Maybe I'm a little overwhelmed in whatever I'm doing here, and you know, maybe I should be a little nicer. That's all. Nobody's saying that nobody's entitled to be cranky for a few days. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right, we did the Christmas cards, we did the fruitcake toss, which, by the way, you can still enter anybody you like. We talked about the mayor's interview. Talked about Marianne Michael's Day yesterday, and we talked about crankiness. So I think we have went down the aisle today. I did want to mention one other thing, because as we were going off the air yesterday, we had this long conversation, and the phones were still ringing even after I went off the air about former President Jimmy Carter appearing at his wife Rosalynn Carter's funeral on Tuesday. And I had made the comment that Jimmy Carter is 99 years old. He's been in hospice care since February. And he did not look so good at this public appearance for his wife's funeral. And we had somebody call in who say that, you know, the Carters don't care how they look and so on and so forth. And I'm sure that's true. I don't think... And certainly I think that Jimmy Carter should have come to his wife's funeral if he wanted to. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What I'm saying is, it's for history's purposes, that I don't understand why people made such a big deal of how he looked. I mean, I saw stories all day yesterday and Tuesday night about Jimmy Carter arrives in hospice care for his wife's funeral. Jimmy Carter makes rare appearance in hospice for his wife's funeral. Of course he's there. It's his wife. And if he can get there, he's going to get there. And I don't understand why that was a story. I would think the story is the death of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. I don't quite understand why taking all these pictures of him and making it a story that he actually was there was a big deal. And I don't know in the long run if that's it's good he was there. I'm glad he was there. Hopefully he's as well as he can be at this age and stage in his life. But I don't think that everybody needed to concentrate on him. I certainly did not notice the concentration on anybody else who was there. Any of the former first ladies, Melania Trump was there. The president and his wife, Biden, and Jill Biden were there. Hillary Clinton was there. Bill Clinton was there. Laura Bush was there. So a lot of first ladies, Michelle Obama was there. A lot of people were there, and I did not see any of the big concentration on them in regard to being at this funeral. It just seemed to me very strange that so much was paid attention to Jimmy Carter because of his age and condition at this point. Did somebody think he wasn't going to come? I didn't quite understand it. But if anybody would like to say anything, again, the phone lines are always open here because I know we had phone calls going off the air yesterday. So I wanted to make sure I had the opportunity to let people call in and give their opinion on that. 36 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, November 30th, 2023, 37 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And again, I'm not saying that he should not have been there. I just don't know why so much was put on that. And again, I'm sure he doesn't care that people took a bunch of pictures of him and so on and so forth. But I think, I just don't know that it was necessary to do that. I don't think it would have been done had he been well. Let's put it that way. If Jimmy Carter had been well and walked in on his own two feet, and it would have been the death of his wife, I don't think so much attention would have been paid to it. And I think it's because he's in hospice care and he is 99 years old. I think people, I don't know why it was a story. That's all I'm saying. I don't know why it was a story, and I don't know why so much attention was paid to that, because I can almost guarantee you, had he walked in on his own will, and looked like the Jimmy Carter we all remember, I don't think anybody would have paid any attention to it. So that's sad to me in a way that people would pay attention just because of the condition that he's in, that he was there. It's probably a very difficult time for him. I mean, 99 years old and in hospice, and your wife of 70 years has just died. I mean, that is not the best time of your life. So, that's what I'm saying. Maybe just pay a little less attention to that. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss what's ever on your mind, including that. Okay. Well, you know what? We haven't done any Family Feud for a while here. And we have a very interesting holiday themed, being that December is tomorrow, Family Feud question. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Now, we have six answers here. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Six answers on the board here. You know, they're all very good answers, I think, in regard to Santa Claus. I don't think any of them are outlandish answers. But you know what? There could be a lot of answers here for this particular question. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say a new outfit.
New suit, number two on the list. You got it.
I think you've had this one before, too.
You know, I'll be surprised if we get all these quickly. This will be interesting.
Okay.
New suit, number two on the list. Maybe breaking out the questions for the second year in a row. New suit, number two on the list here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, didn't Marianne use your first name as her last name? Was that why she used Scott?
No, I don't think that was the reason. I think she was trying to keep her initials, but it ended up that way.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll call you the interviewer to the former mayors and previous, soon-to-be former mayor, and hopeful mayors and anybody else.
That's right.
That wasn't that interesting. Since you think I'm obsessed with smoking, I would say a new pipe or pipe tobacco, but I'm not going to say that because that's probably not there. So instead, since Santa is portly, we'll say food.
Is food.
Specific enough? You want?
I need a type of food.
Like a dessert food, a cake, cookies, brownies.
You know, cookies is number three on the list. Cookies is on the list.
Is pipe or pipe tobacco there? That's kind of cerebral.
See, I knew you were obsessed. No pipe or pipe tobacco.
Okay, that's just thought I would try that one. But okay, well, cookies. But you said there are some other food answers there, right?
No other food answers. No.
Okay. Well, I will defer to Sarah, Ted, and our other listeners. Have a lovely day and stay warm.
All right.
What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit number two, cookies number three. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
New boots.
No boots on the list.
No boots on the list here today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit. Number two, 16 people said suit. Cookies, number three, 16 people said cookies. We still have four other answers on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
New glasses.
No glasses on the list.
No glasses on the list here today. New suit, number two, and cookies, number three. New suit, 16 people said new suit, 16 people said cookies. But we still have number 1, 4, 5, and 6 on the list. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Four answers left. Does anybody know? 43 minutes past the hour. 37 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Number one answer still available. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas?
Go ahead, caller.
I have one more very creative answer, Scott. And, you know, this is crazy enough, it might even be there. You know, they have those beard oils to make your beard look supple and soft. So maybe some beard oil.
No beard oil on the list.
What do you think about that answer? Is that cool or not?
Well, I don't know that Santa would use beard oil. He's got kind of a fluffy beard.
Okay, well, I would personally get him pipe tobacco, beard oil, and maybe a membership to Weight Watchers, but those probably aren't there.
What an interesting trifecta.
He could sit down the chimney better if he lost a few pounds, right? Maybe a gym membership. You think he'd like a gym membership?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wants to lose a few pounds in the new year.
Okay,
you never know.
I'll just keep the gym to myself. All right, see you later.
All right. Interesting guesses from Adam. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? New suit, number two, and cookies, number three. Well, I'll tell you, if we've had this one before, we're not speeding through it today. Four answers left, including the number one answer. All right, let's see if we have a correct answer coming our way.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try a vacation.
Vacation, number one on the list. You got it.
Vacation shows up at number one on the list. 72 people said vacation, so how about that? Okay, let's go back to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
Vacation.
What's that?
I was going to say a new sack.
Oh, a new sack. New sack on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No new sack on the list, but not a bad guess. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation, number one. 72 people said vacation. New suit was number two. 16 people said new suit. Cookies, number three. 16 people said cookies. Still three answers left. Does anybody have the three answers? What present do you think Santa Claus would like for Christmas? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Vacation, a strong number one. New suit, number two. Cookies, number three.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do they have him smoking a pipe in some pictures?
They do, but no pipe on the list.
No pipe? Okay.
No pipe.
No pipe on the list here today. What present do you think Santa Claus would like for Christmas? We've got a vacation, a new suit, and cookies. Still three answers left to go. What in the world are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I don't know. Let's take the call here and see if this person's got a correct answer.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say a scarf or gloves.
No scarf or gloves, but you're kind of close.
No scarf or glove. That's kind of close to one of the answers. But it doesn't say scarf or glove on the list, so we cannot give credit for that yet. But that's close to one of the answers. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation, number one. 72 people said a vacation. Suit, number two. New suit. 16 people said new suit. Cookies, number three. 16 people said cookies. So we still have three answers left to go. What are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about the hat?
No hat on the list, but a good guess.
No hat on the list today, but certainly not a bad guess. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation, new suit, cookies. Those are the answers we have. Three answers left to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a coat. I don't think he wears a cape, a coat.
No coat on the list, but a good guess.
No coat on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation was number one. 72 people said vacation. New suit was number 2. 16 people said new suit. Cookies, number 3. 16 people said cookies. Still 3 answers left to go in about 10 minutes here, 49 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the 3 remaining answers? Now, well, let's take the phone call here and see where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
About a new pair of boots.
No boots on the list, but a good guess.
How about a girlfriend?
Not a girlfriend. Well, yeah, everybody wants a little side action, don't they?
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Thanks.
No girlfriend on the list. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation, new suit, and cookies. Those are the answers that we have. Still 3 answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get the 3 remaining answers? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I always enjoy getting cash or a check or traveler's check. So is that on there, cash?
No cash on the list.
Okay, well, I guess I'll keep the cash to myself.
No cash on the list here today. Cash does not make the list. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? We got a vacation, a new suit, and cookies. 3 answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Instead of gloves, would it be mittens?
Not mittens, but you're in the right neighborhood.
Okay.
Not mittens, but that's very close to one of the answers. Gloves, mittens, not too far off there. What present do you think Santa Claus would like for Christmas? A vacation, a new suit, cookies, and 3 answers left to go. About 9 minutes left in the program today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the 3 remaining answers? You know, a girlfriend was not that far off either, to be honest with you. So there are a couple answers here that we've come close to. Not a girlfriend, but there's something close to that. And not mittens or gloves, but there's something very close to that of the 3 remaining answers. All right, let's see what we have coming here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Now, a scarf wasn't an answer. How about a belt?
No
that
belt.
Part of the outfit.
I know. Going right down the outfit. No belt on the list.
No belt on the list here today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? We've got a vacation, a new suit, cookies, and 3 answers left to go. Now, one of the answers does kind of have to do with a girlfriend. Not going to give it away, but that's kind of in the right neighborhood. And one of the answers does have to do with gloves, mittens. Kind of something in that particular neighborhood. But boy, we've been stuck on these final 3 answers for quite some time now. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Would he want Long John's?
No Long John's on the list.
I think we all needed some Long John's, though, the last few days here in Marion. My goodness, it's been chilly. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation number 1, 72 people said a vacation. New suit was number 2, 16 people said a new suit. Cookies were number 3, 16 people said cookies. 3 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, what are the 3 remaining answers here today?
Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
You'd want a new watch.
No watch on the list.
No watch on the list here today. Now remember, I've given some clues on a couple of the final answers here. One has to do with mittens and gloves, but it's not mittens and gloves. And one kind of has to do with a girlfriend, but it's not a girlfriend.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a horny elf?
Not a horny elf, but we're in a particular category here.
Let me think.
Okay.
Not a horny elf. I assume that means an elf with horns. Is that? I believe that's what that terminology means here at the holiday time. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Vacation, number one. 72 people said vacation. New suit, number two. 16 people said new suit. Cookies, number three. 16 people said cookies. All right. 5 minutes left to go here. Better get those thinking caps on for our three remaining answers. 740-751-4038. Now remember, one has to do with a girlfriend type of aspect. And another one of the final answers does have to do with gloves and mittens, that sort of thing. And then there's one that we've really not touched on at all, one of the three remaining answers. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
This one sounds pretty obvious, Scott. How about a new sleigh?
No new sleigh on the list.
Okay, I got one related to the sleigh. This won't be there, but it's kind of a funny answer. In case he gets tired of the reindeer that are pulling his sleigh or one doesn't really do the job, how about some steak sauce to repurpose one of the reindeer?
You know, no steak sauce on the list. No bon appetit for reindeer on Christmas Eve.
You know, they have those, like, beef jerky makers where you can dry the venison or whatever kind of meat you have. That might be a good present in case one of the reindeers doesn't want to do his or her job.
You never know.
Okay, see you later.
All right. There you go. No sleigh on the list. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? A vacation, a new suit, and cookies are the answers that we have. 4 minutes left to go here. Three answers still left on the board. 740-751-4038. Who's going to come in here and get these three remaining answers?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about snow?
No snow on the list.
No snow on the list here today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Three remaining answers. One has to do with a girlfriend. One has to do with mittens and gloves. But no correct answer yet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget Voice of the People with Linda Sims today from 10:15 to 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 to 1. We've got the whole schedule tomorrow morning. I'll be on from 8:15 to 9 with Matt. And then we'll have Pastor Whitaker 9:15 to 10. And then I'll be on with Matt again from 10:15 to 11, Pastor Craig 11:15 to 12, the whole group of us together 12:15 to 1, and then Pastor Craig tomorrow 1:15 to 2, and then Carrington, Matt, and I together tomorrow night 8:15 until 10 p.m. So that's the rundown tomorrow. 58 minutes past the hour here. What are 2 minute warning? What are the final three answers? What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? All right.
Go ahead, caller.
How about peace on earth?
Wouldn't that be nice for all of us? No peace on earth, though.
Okay, thanks.
No peace on earth today here on this particular list. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? Getting to the 1 minute mark here. Well, we almost had a call there. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Okay, maybe this is it coming back at us.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
He'd want a new, I don't know if you call it a harness for his deer.
No harnesses on the list.
No harnesses on the list here today. What present do you think Santa would like for Christmas? This is where we are here today. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I'd like to know, free laundry, both locations, Colonial Coin Laundromat on Saturday.
Oh, perfect. Both Colonial Coins on Main and Bell Fountain Friday.
11 to 2.
What's that?
11 to 2.
11 to 2. Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, we've run out of time today, but don't forget that. 11 to 2 Saturday, the Colonial Coin free laundry mats on Bell Fountain in Main. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Your place for the holidays. For legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and Scott Spears having some holiday fun on air.
Okay, we're back once again here. And your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
All that.